There is optimism that this experimental testing program will be renewed by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency beyond this summer. Department of Natural Resources environmental toxicologist Tony Glimp hopes it will be continued. She says this is the first consistent testing done on the Great Lakes shores of Wisconsin. It's led to closing some beaches and placing advisories on others.
One of the successes is just the public awareness that there is now. Public is a lot more aware, and I think they're learning that, you know, E. coli is not this horrible word that you hear, that a lot of this bacteria is naturally occurring in the water, and it's really quite normal that after a rainfall for the numbers to go up a little bit, and that doesn't necessarily mean that the water is horribly impaired.
That rainfall washes animal waste into the water, raising the E. coli bacteria level. Glimpf says common sense things like cleaning up after pets and building grassy buffers between the lakes and parking lots help. But Douglas County health official Vicki Drake says the surprise of this two-year program is the impact of bird droppings.
We do get the Canadian geese, we do have ducks, we do have the seagulls. So they are also a factor. As much as what the animals are, the birds are considered the same way.
So blaming the birds was not a line?
Blaming the birds is not out of line.
This $226,000 program tests 113 of the 192 beaches along the coasts of Lake Michigan and Lake Superior. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.